And I guess that kind of brings us into our, I think, our meaty topic of this behind the scenes. And that's just talking about our research process.
I think all for all of us, it's a little different, right?
Yeah, it's definitely question specific.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess the good example one is, I think a place to start is our previous episode, the one right before this one, How to Train Snakes. Because I don't know about you guys, but I started by just saying, Googling cool snake facts.
That's what I did too.
Pretty much.
Well, I did weird snakes, cool snakes, snake abilities.
See, I actually I learned about the infrared sensing thing back when I was doing the speed of light answer about animals. But I didn't use it then because at the time I hadn't noticed the research that said it definitely was looking at heat, not infrared light.
Oh.
So I wasn't sure at the time if it would be affected, but it turns out it wouldn't be, so I could have included snakes in my list of animals that like had adaptations that could have dealt with it. But I'm glad I didn't, because then I probably wouldn't have used it now.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, because the thing I went deepest on this one, and this happens too a bunch, is you find something you think is really interesting, and you try to do like a deep dive to see if it works, and then it doesn't.
Oh, go ahead first. Yeah, you can.
So for me on the snake one was getting to the bank vault where I was talking about the acid, if the acid could dissolve the steel, which apparently is a very complicated question.
Yeah, sometimes they go way more complicated than you expect.
Yeah.
So I actually went to Ben, our mutual friend Lauren, she's a chemical engineer, to ask her about what could, like, snake venom, does it work? Can you dissolve metal with snake venom? Like, what's the deal? And she was like, her response was, I'm trying to find it right now. Probably not. Maybe if there is something that has a chelating agent in it. So now I gotta Google what a chelating agent is and try to understand this.
You didn't just ask her what that meant?
I asked her what it meant. She sent me a chemical diagram.
That sounds like Lauren. Like,
it's like CH, a line connected to another like CH something, connected to like another thing, and then like connected to the M. And she's like, the M is a metal. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. So I did some Googling. And I think this is, we can cut it if this is horrible to read, but I found a paper where it's titled, Citrate is an endogenous inhibitor of snake venom enzymes by metal ion chelation. And I'm like, hey, this thing says snake and chelation in the same thing. Is this it? Do I win?
Is this the Rosetta Stone?
And so, like, the abstract is like, citrate levels in selected snake venoms were determined to be an enzymatic assay coupled to NADP plus reduction. Citrate concentrations in different viper venoms varied from 95 to 150 mm, whatever that happens to be, micromoles maybe, in crotalids from 63 to 142 micromoles, and in dolapids from 1763. In Bothrop's asper venom, Ca2 plus ion concentrations vary from 2.5 to 3.6, suggesting that the high relative citrate levels may serve to chelate endogenous divalent metal cations, thereby inactivating divalent cation requiring enzymes.
Time to Google 30 other things.
I'm like, is this, can you trans, I said I can't, I literally said it, I'm like, I can't read this, I'm sorry. Like, can you read this?
Can you translate science into English for me?